خیلی روشن است.
It's quite clear
هیچ فرد
that
و ملتی
no individual
بدون ارتباط
and no nation without cannot prosperity without interaction with the world. The prosperity of the world community is interwoven. Since the triumph of the Islamic revolution and to the revolution, it was quite clear that Eric national plunder that opposed the restoration and revival of the prestige of nations, and they hamper any genuine measure. They opposed the Iranian. It's been 31 years that they have been opposing the Islamic revolution, the revolution by the Iranian nation, and also they have been hampering the progress of this great nation. For two reasons, they have freedom and prosperity. The first reason is really characteristics of the Iranian nation. Since the day that the Iranian nation, in the course of history, its rich civilization and culture, has managed to influence all situations anytime it had this opportunity. They know that the Iranian centuries, particularly after the advent of Islam, have been the flag bearers of civilization and knowledge. They know very well the world are influenced by the civilization of Iran, and the developments in Iran will know well that the Iranian nation has the capacity to get engaged in regional and international managements. And the second reason for their opposition is the particular situation of this region. Undoubtedly, this region is the most sensitive and the most influential region of the world. Any power that will be, and the relations in this region will be able to influence international global relations. Our region has three important features. The first, that this region is the and sustainable civilizations of humanity. It's the place where all divine prophets have been appointed. Speaking of human civilization, culture, and morality, all these moralities, cultures, civilizations are indebted to the efforts and hard works made by one should refer to major mineral and natural and energy resource. Anyone that can dominate the energy resources is actually dilapidated colonialism of Britain by dominating the cheap energy resources of the Middle East, managed to actually dominate major parts of the world. World War II, its outcome, the victory by the then alliances was due to the cheap energy resources. domination over the chief energy resources of the Middle East region. They plunder this energy. They actually used that war, and they attained the feature is that this region is the intersection politically speaking as a for political in this region. In fact, it's like a connecting intersection. When one stands in the focal point of this intersection, one can influence and dominate all political relations and interactions. In the course of history, or a government dominated this region, dominated the whole world. The powers and did not play region were wiped off the political scenes of that time. The occupation of Palestine, the establishment of a criminal regime, and supporting the that illegitimate fake baseless ground, create baseless ground, and actually dominating the whole world, and in this way they have on the region. Oh, dear people of Iran, the influence of people of Iran is quite clear to the hegemonic powers. Everyone knows that the Iranian nation to massively regional relations and interactions opposed because they dominating the Middle East region, they Iran, a free Iran, and an advanced and powerful Iran is considered impediment to the objectives. The secret behind their opposition with the Iranian nation in the past 31 years. They want the Iranian nation backwarded to be weak and be under the domination of to others, and at the same time eliminate the independence and freedom of Iran, because they believe that grounds will be paved for the progress of the Iranian nation and creation of new movements. The freedom, and they even oppose Iran's republic nature and republicanism that has been emanated from the genuine culture of Islam. Such things, because they know conditions, grounds will be paved for the prosperity and blossoming of the Iranian nation. To summarize, one can say that through dominating our region, over the whole world, and advanced Iran hampered their this goal. The nation of nation and creates grandeur, oppose the grandeur and glory of speaking of other topics, the other topics are just pretexts. The nuclear issue, our progress in the field of biotechnology, these are all pretexts and the cover-up for hiding this region. I've seen their policies, and I do not want to repeat them. But let's just have a review and see in the past 31 years of their enmity towards us, what goals have they achieved, and what was the objective attained, the result? Well, let's take a glance back at the victory of the revolution and the early days of the revolution, and our youths must conduct research and conduct the studies in order to become further familiar with such concepts. 31 years ago, they were the indisputable powers of this region and apparently opposing blocs, but in reality, blocks were after dominating the whole world, humanity of human beings. They were both after it's laborers of one. Into laborer capitalists, global capitalists. To the process of filling the pocket, force the women and children to a particular slogan, but both diminishing characteristics, divided into two blocks, and every nation or government had to follow one of those identity. If one wanted to actually get rid of one of these one worse than the other, both contribute. Slogan and both blocks actually speaking of the divine path of prophets and the these values, they speaking of honesty. The real genuine nature, they set aside these values and the treason hundred years. And injured, they created the more than 80% of the people few pockets more than there was an and teach the wealth and the lives pulled upon, but and of the Islamic revolution and the resistance of the period of time, the eastern wing of this domineering Marxism destroyed and collapsed, and it became part of history, and due to the blessings of God, it will never revive again. The people are chanting in politics situation in the world. They are all facing, and they're struggling here in a deadlock, in a stalemate situation, and hopefully the West system collapse. Claimed, and they climbs of human perfection that the end of history. Every 20 seconds reach a new climb. From the military, economic, scientific, and political, we were remarkable. One imposed upon. Against the Iranian nation, inform and even thought that the days period of time by them, and they both blocks were coordinated, and they coordinated of the genuine culture of Islam, also the bright path of the from the science, it has been the swift Iran is the path of scientific makes the a new medicine, they discover from the G. Once we were humiliated, and they said, we have to just simple pot. But they humiliated us, and they claimed that we're in the field of space technology. But you see, they are making progress in the field of space technology. And just a few days ago, just to space, they made use of advanced equipment, a turtle, a mouse, and a worm, and in fact, they installed cameras. Actually, they installed instruments. To space, and they made measurements and back to Earth. And these are all the measures for the presence of Iranian astronauts in space. Speaking of today, that today our scientists have fundamentals of laser technology in this field and by the Iranian nation with such equipment. Gaining is the is revolutionized in physics, chemistry, having an astronomical progress, and in the nuclear field, you are aware of the nuclear progress. Progress in the field of technology due to the Iranian young people and new report. Having the 17th ranking of the fifth development plan, city 12th ranking, funds. That was an investment made there. And in also operation. Workshop is country. Villages of too often aware of them. In fact, the oil and gas reserves. Percent of the country's population benefit from gas, natural gas, and people make use of the existing basis for production country. I want to proudly announce that for the electricity to all villages, population than in the fields of culture, sports, and art, the same is true. Today, we are witnessing the blossoming of culture. Artistic activities, sports, and every day you see new progress. You go to cinema, you take a look at the condition of music, of writing, in different parts of fields of sports and different cultural sectors. Iran is making progress, is blossoming. And this is what the Westerners are from the view of politics and international relations. Everyone that due to the blessings of God, Iran is the most important and the biggest power in the region and is hearing fact and globe and independent global nation. They know that Iran, but it's a competent culture, the power of the poor, just motivating humans and making humans of human conscience. Cannot do anything without they all know that they are more dependent upon us and due to the blessings of God Almighty, the convoy of Iranian prosperity can resist the rest of the Iranian nation. The people are chanting slogans in support of the president's problems, but we have faith, we believe, and we the Iran, we're gonna overcome all difficulties with no doubt. the future the Iranian nation and the wishers of the Iranian nation have no victory. I want to say a few words about the recent issues between us. Oppose the Iranian progress since the very past, and in every juncture, just spread false comments. And they try to go on with their schemes. In the past few years, as a pretext, their warehouses are, and in fact, they have individuals in support such in this region, and in at the same time, the slogan that they want to nuclear weapons. It's the Iranian nation progress. They have monopolized all technologies, and through such a pretext, they want to actually hamper the Iranian nation from achieving knowledge. To just shed light on all the dimensions of the days that at a particular point said that you should not have enrichment, you should not have new. When we started our operations, they tried to yell at us and they shouted and they made use of instruments at their disposal for a certain period of time. They said that you should shut down, they said that you should shut down activities, and due to the resistance of the Iranian nation and so the kind the blessing of the time, our nation managed to attain nation. He said that they want to cooperate. In Geneva, cooperate. We welcomed it. Halt. That this is too late. Provide them with an opportunity to correct. You know, in case need of members are obliged to help unconditionally, they can just receive the cost. Other members must provide the fuel. The efforts are aimed at material members are obliged in order to give opportunity so as to their attitude should take a path. We gave a letter to the IAEA and we said that for precision, we are go ahead. That one country, later two countries, are prepared to help. And we said that's okay, we have to sit at the table and negotiate. When the negotiations started, that you have to return your the regulators just and we said very well for the 100th time to amount of fuel here, and as soon as we can engage in the swap process. But they said, first you should give us the fuel, we take away the fuel, and later we're going to you. See what happened. We are the purchaser, and based on the IAEA regulations, finally, tradition in the world, commodity, you are the one that sets the condition. They acted in the opposite way. First, fuel. This we're responsible historical engagement. Once again, they are the prestige of the age due to their expansionist policy. They give us the fuel. They can just say they do not want to give the fuel. Why are you setting conditions? Are you claiming that you want to hamper Iran from making an bomb? And they even step beyond this. They thought that through ballyhoo propaganda, ballyhoo by the media, they thought that they have an beyond the gonna give more chance to Iran in order to accept the imposed wishes. The threatening tone, and they once again showed that they have no honesty. They proved that our lack of confidence towards them is true, and we have the right to last in them. They said that the opportunity, the deadline, quite clear. We told them. Will never give in to a mark. We told them that the fuel for the reactor is aimed at medical purposes, and in fact it's going to produce medicine for 1,000 people, and the fuel we received 25 years ago is running out. We don't have much time. The fuel, we only have 2 or 3 months. Provide us with the fuel, we are going to produce the cell. Either give us the 20% fuel and just receive the give the fuel and receive 3.5% fuel. Generous son. But once again, they must think. They thought that the Iranian nation has been weak. We told them, if you don't give us the fuel, we're gonna manage. We're gonna produce the fuel. They did acting in a. They made futile remarks. They even did not care about the patients. They even played with the patients. The whole world should know this. You remember several months ago, a virus created in the lab in order to. This, those purity in human life, they did. And we were forced to actually prove ourselves. I want to tell you that 20% fuel, the process for producing 20% fuel was started. And I want to tell you that due to the blessings of God, I want to proudly announce that the news by the head of the Atomic Energy Organization was sent fuel was produced. Due to the blessing of God, this process continues. Of the country. I want to mention a couple of points. The first point is that as soon as the production, they said that they can. They started mocking at us and repeating are of no value anymore. Realized the process started again. They are in an illogical position. They are not to make such point that in the middle of their statements, the U.S. obtaining the 20% fuel. Very well. We said that you can just give the fuel unconditionally. Whoever provides us with the fuel is going to purchase it, even the U.S. We have no problem. You have a problem with Iran, your state, and you should correct your behavior. Some do not radio. They say that they're going to sell it. And we say that what's the problem with Iran producing radio medicine? And you can just from us. We're going to stop of medicine and you can purchase it from us. You should purchase it. They speak in as if several hundred kilos of 3.5 taken Iran, then major, they think that would be a major task by them, that would be a major victory for them. Well, you can just prepare the 20% fuel. We're going to give it to you. We're going to give you your wage, and you'll see that the ongoing progress of the Iranian nation is not going to be hampered by such activities. Manufacturing several kilos of such batons, we are stockpiling them, and in the near future, we're going to increase threefold our daily production. They should do something in the ago, our would 20% to Iran and appreciated the Iranian nation. That's the regulation enacted by them themselves, and they could have observed the regulation so that at least of Iranians, a number of nations could realize that there is at least a bit of honesty among them. The third point is that they launched a ballyhoo. They said that Iran with 20% fuel will get one step closer to the manufacturing of a nuclear bomb. I think they are either uninformed and illiterate, or they pretend to be uninformed or illiterate. Of course, we have that lower classes of the organizations do not give them sufficient information, but what we do not believe that a president of a country such as the U.S., Britain, or the head of a government of Germany, government like Germany, so uninformed and illiterate in such a way that they wouldn't know that all our fuels are kept monitoring of the agency, they are transferred and used under the agency's monitoring. Is it possible to manufacture a nuclear bomb under IAEA supervision? If it's possible, then announce this so that everyone would know. Meanwhile, they all know that even right now in Natanz, we have the capability to produce fuel with high enrichment. Why do they think that by producing a 20% enrichment, why do they think that something has happened? Right now in Natanz, capability to enrichment above 20% and 80%, but no need of it. They should listen to our that it is going to manufacture a bomb. If you do not know, you should hear or to explain to you what Natanz is not the path for manufacturing bomb. All on agents manufactured by those who NPT and are not supervision. Those are worried about the future and just think about deceiving the nuclear. I want to draw your attention to you should know that our nation is so courageous that in case intend make a nuclear bomb, it will openly announce and make the bomb and has no fear. When we say we do not manufacture a bomb, we mean it. We do not manufacture a bomb. We do not believe in it. We do not believe in manufacturing a bomb. But if we want to manufacture it, we have the courage to announce it. If you think that a nuclear bomb can save you, you can keep it. If you think a nuclear bomb can save you, you can keep it for yourself. You should know that you are mistaken. You're making a mistake. We are openly announcing that through your management method. We oppose your management method in the world. We oppose your policy of imposing your views. We oppose your plundering policies. We oppose your method of the world that is discriminatory. It's inhumane. We have the courage to announce this, and you should have the courage to say that you want to dominate the region. And the Iranian nation does not permit you to do so. This is the source of the dispute. The whole world should know they want to dominate this region, and the Iranian nation will never allow them to dominate this region. You are spreading unreal remarks, and you are causing distrust. You want to cause disputes among nations. When there's talk of the Iranian satellite, you frown in television interviews and you claim that it's a source of threat. When there is talk of a satellite carrier rocket, you say that you claim that you're in danger. And when there's talk of medical progress, nanotechnology progress, nuclear progress, when our youth champions, you feel danger. In which direction are you heading towards? Any progress you oppose to any different pretext? You should have the courage to tell the realities to world nations. Today, due to Iranian nation, world nations have become vigilant, and they are aware, and they will not allow you to attain economic objectives. And you cannot. The whole world should know that they are facing difficulties. To cover up their problems and spread it to other parts of the world, they raise different pretexts and engage in different games, and they want to somehow cover up their political and cultural fiascos. They want to externalize their problems, but they should know that they cannot do this, and hopefully due to the blessings of God, they will suffer a crushing defeat. I'm officially announcing that being a superpower and bullying has come to an end in the world. And the fourth point, world knows. I want to re-emphasize, we seek and cooperation. We do not welcome, but know that the Iranian nation will never give in to bullying and will resist their whole hollow world.
نصیحت میکنم
I advise them to return to honesty, to embrace honesty, so that Iran and the region would trust to their benefit. We expected Mr. Obama to changes, to be able to make changes, and we announced we are told very well. And act on the basis of justice in order to create the result. Regretfully, hope to reforms is rapidly turning disappointment. We do not want this, but his attitude disappoints everyone. Some said that he is just following Bush's attitude, but with a new literature, with a new mask. We do not want such remarks to be manifested and to be put into practice. Some offered the analysis that bringing him to the political scene is just aimed at mending the tarnished image of the U.S., but the policies are the same. We do not want such analyses to come true. We want him to manage to succeed, go on with reforms, and serve the American people, and also make up and compensate for Bush's inhumane measures and leave behind the good record. We do not want Mr. Obama to be under the pressure of a bunch of Zionists that lack culture. We want Obama to serve. But unfortunately, he is losing the chances, and he is not acting properly. He is spreading his moving in a direction that is against himself, interest of the benefit of the wishes of the Zionists. See what they have done in Iraq, and the American administration had supported Saddam against us for many years. In the course of that unmanly war, they supported Saddam, and later, on the pretext of countering the same Saddam and Ba'athist elements, they occupied Iraq, they destroyed Saddam, they dissolved the Ba'athist party, and in fact, they have recently used the political tactic, and they have put the Iraqi government and nation the turn the Ba'athists to power. What sort of attitude is this? Why do you want to impose your wishes and views on the nations of the region? Why do you want to impose the Ba'athists on the oppression of Iraq? And due to the blessings of God, you will not succeed. In Palestine, you have just kept the hands of the criminal Zionists open in order to Judaize Beit al-Maqaddas, and in fact, you want to just put into practice your wishes, and this is an ugly measure that they seek to perform. But they should know that the Zionist has come to its end. The Zionist regime is annihilation. Time of its destruction and annihilation. On a daily basis, they establish firms under the guise of security companies. They sign contracts with them, and that company plants a bomb, and at the same time becomes responsible for discovering a bomb causes. And at the same time, they make that company long-term objective. their economic and political difficulties to the heart of Asia. They want to just resort to lies. They sell hundreds of millions of dollars of weapons to the region. They create conflicts and they consume arms in order to sell more. In fact, the era of such acts, they think that the nation sleep, and they think that the nations do not see such realities, and they think that the nations actually see the world from the camera that they have installed, and they think that the whole world is standing. They come to the podiums and speak a few words, and the world nations, their perspective. We want to tell them that we want you to achieve prosperity, long as you have not lost the chances, direction of nations, humanity, the prophets of God. This is to your own benefit. If you do not move in such a direction, due to the blessings of God in the near future, one will your collapse and eternal annihilation and humiliation. The Iranian help you in order to save in a right way. I also want to address the nations of the region. System has come to its end. Today's the presence to massive turnout of today is an emphasis on the ending of the capitalist system and is a confirmation of determination of such an inhumane notion and thought. The end, and they want to actually use other, take advantage of other nations to cover up their failures. They want to spread crises such as Yemen, and in this way find a way out of the crisis created by themselves. But they are mistaken again. They are making another mistake, and as long as they go on with their tyrannical measures, they will further get stuck in the quagmire they have created. They do not have the might to counter the Iranian nation. They are after and country. One must be vigilant, and these are the last days. And cooperation, we can maintain our security and contribute to progress. We are not in need of them. This is at the end. I want to appreciate and also pray to God. I want to appreciate God for His blessing, great nation of Iran. I want to appreciate the time. May God expedite His reappearance. That has always assisted the Iranian nation, and I also
بر جهان است از همه ملت ایران از شما عزیزانی که از صبح زود در این میدان و در خیابان ها هستید تشکر می کنم از همه خادمان مراسم، کسانی که از ماها قبل تلاش کردن، جارو کشیدن، تابلو زدن، فضا را آماده کردند برای هنرنمایی و قدرت نمایی ملت ایران، از همه تشکر می کنم. سلام و درود خدا بر امام و شهیدان و جانبازان و آزادگان و خانواده های آنان که این راه نورانی را در برابر ملت ایران قرار دادند. ای خدای بزرگ، ای خدای عزیز قدرتمند، ملت ایران عزیز است، روز به روز بر عزت ملت ایران بیفزا. ملت ایران را بر بام عزت جهان بنشان. همه ملت های مظلوم را نجات عنایت بفرما. جوانان ما را به قله های پیشرفت علم و عمل صالح برسان. همه آرزوهای نیک جوانان ما و ملت ما را برآورده ساز. ای خدای بزرگ، بدخواهان ملت ما را نابود کن. ای خدای بزرگ، ملت عزیز ما، رهبری فرزانه ملت ما را در کنف حمایت امام زمان مسون و محفوظ بدار. ای خدای بزرگ، بارش رحمتت را بر ملت ایران همواره ببار. ای خدای بزرگ، بلاهای زمینی، بلاهای آسمانی را از همه ملت‌ها و از ملت عزیز ایران و از مردم تهران دور کن. ای خدای بزرگ، ظهور یگانه را، ظهور ولیت را، تنها باقی مانده از سلاله انبیا را، تنها نجات بخش بشر و عدالت گستر نهایی را برسان. عزیز و سربلند و پیروز باشید.